Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 20th, Friday, 2019, day 262. Today's topic, keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the highway, way of holiness. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 105, verses 23 to 36. Isaiah chapter 33. Verses 13 to chapter 36, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 26. Proverbs 23, verse 23. Today's main passages. The first one, Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 to 10. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about it on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. And those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Second passage, Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 26. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the highway, way of holiness. Number one, God promises us that we can walk in the highway, way of holiness. Yes, Isaiah chapter 35 verses 8 to 10 tells us that the redeemed will walk on this highway, way of holiness. This highway has no traffic jam, no danger, no depression, but full of singing and joy. Number two, how do you know that you are walking on this highway? You have the fruit of the Holy Spirit according to Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23. You do not have those 15 kinds of sins according to Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 to 21. How about you spend some time to check your spiritual status now from those two lists? Number three, how can you walk in this highway? Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, 18 and 25 tells us there are four steps for us to follow so that we can keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the highway. A, walk by the Holy Spirit. B, led by the Holy Spirit. C, live by the Holy Spirit. D, keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Wow, walk by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, live by the Holy Spirit, keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Wonderful. May you be able to keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the highway every day. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the highway every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step that you can be able to keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the highway every day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.